Welcome to a guided meditation recorded live at CDM in Everett, Washington, USA. Good morning, everybody. Good morning.
Good morning.
It's good to see you all this morning. How many things do you not accept about yourself? Never mind, you can't count. Human beings are fascinating, don't you think? I love that song we just sang because it gives us permission essentially for life. Life on planet Earth. Everybody's always saying, oh, I want to be more spiritual. Now, my question for that is, how can you be more spiritual than you already are because you are a spark of God? You are a part of the cosmic whole. How can you be more spiritual? You cannot. Okay. So what we want to do is begin to accept the both ends of the dichotomy about ourselves. The fact that we are spirit with unbelievable spiritual abilities, and at the same time to accept our human experience. The experience of spirit of being in a physical body and all that goes along with that. Living life is a spiritual experience. So there are things we do we don't like, things we do that we do like. And you know what? Acceptance is important on both of those levels. So I'm going to teach you some simple techniques that are also powerful that can help you accept yourself. And once you accept yourself, accept others around you. So start out by just closing your eyes, and this helps you tune into yourself. Put your feet flat on the floor. And separate your hands in your lap. And when you close your eyes, you go back into your space. Because we're very visual and there's a tendency to flow out through our eyes to whatever we're observing. So if you let yourself close your eyes and tune into you, you will have a whole new experience. And that experience is you. And that's why you're here. Now, the first thing I want to teach you is called grounding. It allows you, the spirit, to connect to your physical body and you and your body to connect with planet Earth. Because one of the things we have to accept is that spirit and body are different and that you are spirit, the light and life of your body. And your body has a whole different reality. And you are here to learn how to master that very challenging reality. So start by grounding because this helps the body be comfortable as you come into it. Near the base of your spine, there's an energy center. We call it the first chakra. So just be aware of that. Don't go there. Just be aware of it. And create a flow of energy from that space through the chair and the floor and all of the earth until it gets to the center of the earth. This is a grounding cord. Everything is energy, so you, the spirit, are creating this energy cord between you and the planet. Take a nice deep breath or two and let the body relax with being grounded. Grounding makes spiritual creation much easier. It allows you, the spirit, to be in charge of your body. Accept the power of your grounding, please. Now, the next thing I'd like to do is help you remember yourself and experience yourself so that you can acknowledge that you truly are the light and life of the body. You are not just a body. Take a nice deep breath, and I want you to be aware of that bright light that's you. You will see yourself as a bright light. You will begin then to see others as a bright light. It's difficult to not accept yourself and others once you begin to see this aspect, your spiritual self. So allow that brilliant light that's you to come to the top of your head. You may feel a little warmth or a little tingling, or you just may be floating somewhere else, not quite ready to come into the body. But let yourself have your experience and let your body have its experience. Then slowly flow from the top of your head into the center of your head, a little above and behind your eyes. This is the place that you, the spirit, need to be if you want to be neutral about your experience in your life, in your body. This is the place where you're in charge. You're the master of your experience. Take a nice deep breath and experience right now these two powerful ways of relating to your body. Grounding and allowing your light to shine in the center of your head. I want you to take just a moment and accept the fact that you are spirit. This can be a complete life-changing acceptance. If you have been living your life believing you are just a body and the victim of the winds of change, this realization will change everything. Accepting yourself as spirit sets you free. My gosh, I'm all powerful, all seeing, all knowing. Whoops, okay, the body can't accept all of that. So I have to learn how to deal with this particular body. But for the moment, be grounded and focused in the center of your head and accept that you are spirit. You are not your body. Just breathe into that. Be aware of shifts and changes taking place within you as you accept that you are spirit. You are the light and the life of your body. You are not the body, and that means you're not a lot of things. You're not the emotions. You're not all the people around you. That's true even for you mothers and fathers. Be aware of your grounding, not only as a connection and a safety cord, but also a way to release. And release non-acceptance from your body. Because it might frighten your body to realize that it is not in charge. You are. Let go of non-acceptance that you have stored within your body. Be in the center of your head and accept your spirituality. You are spirit. You are a part of God. All of the great teachers have come to teach us this. Nice deep breath. Now, let's take a moment to meditate on things we do and do not accept. Now, we all have things we like and things we don't like about ourselves. So let's start with something about yourself that you like, that you don't accept. Maybe you have a talent you have never really accepted. I was reading a story, and there was a young woman who was very beautiful, and the one thing she did not accept about herself was her beauty. It frightened her. Be aware of what you like that you do not accept. Sometimes we don't accept things about ourselves that other people don't understand. but it could make you feel vulnerable, and so you just don't want anything to do with it. If I let myself truly shine and accept this aspect of myself, I might get in trouble. Oh boy. Take a nice deep breath and use your grounding to let go of the non-acceptance for this aspect of yourself that you like but don't accept. Many people have an incredible number of excuses for not shining their spiritual light. This comes down to not accepting yourself and your power. Oh, well, that person has more power than I do. Who cares? Validate and accept your power. Your abilities. Now, this part will be easier. I know all of you find it much easier to find something you don't like. Let's find what's wrong and fix it. So I want you to meditate for a moment on something within yourself you don't like that you don't accept. Notice how this is interfering with you making a change. Non-acceptance is a form of resistance. I'm not going to accept this, therefore it doesn't exist, but it does exist. And there you are feeding it. Remember to breathe. Notice how your non-acceptance of whatever this issue happens to be is holding it. Until you acknowledge and accept whatever is, there is no change, no growth. In order to grow and change, one must accept things as they are. And then, wow, you really can grow and change very rapidly. Maybe you're not accepting something because you are afraid to grow and change. Kind of a bad time to be on planet Earth if you're afraid of growing and changing. Use your grounding to let go of the non-acceptance. Maybe you have a pattern you don't like, or an illness, or a relationship, or emotion. Let that non-acceptance go down the grounding cord. Accept the fact you're being mean. And then you can stop. But if you do not accept the fact you're being mean, for example, well, then you're not going to change it, are you? You're not going to be free of it. You're just going to keep being mean because you're not being mean. Not me, I'm not being mean. That's when you know you have a really good friend if they'll tell you you're being mean. Take a nice deep breath. Use your grounding and let go. Let yourself accept whatever this is about you. And it will set you free because you will be back in motion the moment you accept whatever your issue happens to be. Notice how the non-acceptance is like fighting it. And all your attention is going to the non-acceptance. When you accept it, it's very, very rapid change. And you are free. So take just a moment and use your grounding and your ability to be in this neutral space in the center of your head. And meditate on accepting yourself. as you come up for all with all those reasons for not accepting yourself, send them down your grounding cord and focus on acceptance. Where you put your attention, that's where your energy is. That's where your creativity is. Listen to what you're not accepting and begin to accept it and watch your life change. Experience the freedom of growth and change, and the joy of letting yourself be you for every season. Now, let's ask Jesus for help with acceptance. That was totally an accepting soul. How bright and how accepting. He hung out with all kinds of people. People that his religion told him he wasn't supposed to have anything to do with. And he helped so many people. He accepted. He accepted himself, and he accepted those around him. Now, that doesn't mean you have to like them. That's different. He didn't particularly like the people who were phony. But he accepted life as it was. He accepted people as they were. Now, I want all of you to say hello to Jesus, who, as you all know, became a Christ. Say hello and get into present time with him. Jesus was a very great teacher, one of the greatest teachers on the planet. Jesus is part of God just as we are. So is everyone. This has been the confusion throughout the history of religions in relating to Jesus. Yes, he's part of God. He was a human, so he's part of man. Take a nice deep breath and see how you are like him. And then be aware of how you can meditate and grow and become more accepting as he was and is. Now I want you to use your grounding and being in that neutral space in the center of your head. Be in touch with Jesus and let yourself experience his acceptance of you. Use your grounding so your body will not be afraid of this unbelievable power. Total acceptance. There is nothing that you have to change. Everything about you is accepted as you are now. Be aware of your body's response to this unbelievable acceptance. Use your grounding to help your body be comfortable. This is a new level, this total acceptance. It's something to which we need to allow time for our bodies to adjust. Total acceptance. Unfortunately, on planet Earth, there are not a lot of areas where we can experience this. But this is one available to us at any time and place. Just ask for it, and you will receive it. So when you're in one of those spaces, reviewing all the things that are wrong with you, which seems to be a human habit lately, take a break, sit down, ground, center, and ask Jesus to accept you. It's freedom. It's freedom. It's freedom from all the lower levels of the body. Fear, hate, jealousy. Because you are experiencing acceptance. It's okay to be hateful for a while, you know. It's nice to get over it, but you're not going to unless you accept it. Have you ever meditated and let yourself look at some things that you're doing that you don't like? Or is it always someone else's fault? Well, when you can do that and then accept it, you will change. It's called taking total responsibility for yourself. Accepting yourself as you are. And knowing that if you don't like something within yourself, you can change it. I will put in a little small print. You cannot change anyone else. Draw your attention to the center of your head, increase your grounding, and receive acceptance from this great soul, Jesus. Now, I don't even want to suggest that you're going to move to that level of self-acceptance, but hopefully you will understand the vibration now and return to it and use it within yourself and for yourself. And by doing that, you will then share your acceptance with others. You can only give to others what you have within yourself. If you are filled with fear and hate, that is what you give to the rest of us. Accept that. And then you can change. If what you have within you is creativity and joy, that is what you will give to us. Maybe you're like most people and you have a little fear and hate and joy and creativity. Take a nice deep breath. Thank Jesus for all he's taught us, especially for his wonderful lessons about acceptance. So tune in to Jesus when you need to laugh about yourself. He had fabulous humor. And thank him for all he's given us. Let him go. And once again, let's be in the center of the head and grounded and accept that we are part of God. Jesus, Buddha, Abraham, all these teachers came to tell us this. Lao Tzu, that we're a part of God. Wake up. Accept yourself. I believe people are really just afraid of their brightness and their power. So let's do what we do best and what we're all here for, and that's communicate directly with our God. Enhance your grounding. And then I want you from the center of your head to create a bright golden sun. And let that light, that gold light, come into you. Let it flow to you and fill you and surround you and flow into the earth. Be as close to the center of your head or the top of your head as you can and tune into your God. We do not define God for you. So allow yourself to be aware of your God and that spark of you that is part of God. Now I'm going to give you a few minutes of silence to meditate on accepting this relationship. Oh, take a nice deep breath. I know you don't want to, but come back. It's a beautiful place to be, to accept your relationship with God, the all that is, the cosmic awareness. I know the human brain cannot comprehend that, but the body can feel it. So use your grounding to help you be more comfortable. Be in the center of your head. And let go of that level. You might want to pat your knee, wiggle your foot, come back to the physical world, and accept that you have a body and you are spirit, the light and the life of that body. Acceptance, it has a great deal more power than most people realize. And as you accept yourself, you accept others. And any way you do not accept yourself, you do not accept others. So, have a good time this week accepting yourself and discovering what that will bring you.
Copyright 2020 by Church of Divine Man. All rights reserved. No part of this work may be reproduced or transmitted in any form or by any means, electronic or mechanical, including photocopying and recording or by an information storage and retrieval system, except as may be expressly permitted by the 1976 Copyright Act or in writing by the publisher. You, the spirit, may develop and flourish in conjunction with the proper care of your body and mind. The information in this recording is intended to assist you in your spiritual development and to enhance, but not be substituted for, appropriate medical care from licensed healthcare or mental health professionals. Nor should the information in this recording be substituted for advice from your attorney or financial advisor. Neither Church of Divine Man, CDM Spiritual Center, CDM Publications, the author, nor their representatives shall be responsible or liable for injury or damages incurred by anyone as a result of reliance on or compliance with information contained in this recording.